It's time now for Picture Frame Theater. Picture Frame Theater is presented every now and then, and sometimes even more often by hardly anybody for no particular reason. Today's episode is entitled A Night at King Arthur's Court. As our play begins, we find King Thur puzzling over a communique that he has received from Sir Don of Berlicure. The king has summoned his most trusted friends, Sir Glancelot, Sir Ivanhoe, Lady Bendinere, and Sir Agurlahead, to help unravel the puzzle. As we listen in, King Thur speaks.
I am the recipient of the most incipient tape, done in manner most flippant. It even smacks of the vitriolic, and by Jove, it may have triggered my colic.
Did Sir Don say anything that might give us a clue as to his reason for this dastardly approach to protocol?
Well, Sir Glancelot, he did say that I might have many a sleepless night.
Well, I've had many a sleepless night in my time. What's wrong with that?
What are you doing after the show, baby?
That will do for you, Sir Girl I Had. Anyway, I want you all to know that I have summoned Robin Bonnet and some of his married men to join us in our efforts to decipher this diatribe. How does that strike you, Sir Ivanhoe?
Like mad it swings. Which of the cats gonna make this scene with the biggest daddy of them all?
Well, I understand that Robin is bringing Little Outhouse, Alan Arrange, Will O'Hara, and Lady Married One. But hark, I think I hear them coming now. How good of you to come, Robin.
Not at all, King. But before we begin deciphering this diatribe, I feel impelled to ask one question.
And what, pray tell, is that?
I must know what the R stands for in your name, King Arthur.
Ronnie.
My dear King, I well understand your desire to use an initial instead of a name like that. But be that as it may, let us proceed.
We will return to Act Two of A Night at King Arthur's Court after this brief timeout.
Cats all need improvement.
King Thur and his trusted friends and Robin Bonnet and some of his married men have decided that the best way to tackle the problem of the decipherable diatribe diabolically delivered by the devilish Sir Don is to form two teams that will attempt to answer the many questions posed by Sir Don. And they have asked me, your friendly announcer, Jess Tur, to act as moderator. Now, the two teams are composed of King Thur and his trusted friends and Robin Bonnet and some of his married men. Ladies and gentlemen, this contest is in jesting instead of jousting. It seems that Sir Don likes to play, so I says to him, I says, and he asks that you determine the answers to the many questions he has posed by giving either a man's or a woman's name. Now, for example, so I says to the gal standing in the swamp, I says, Marcia, and I says to the guy feeding the purple birds, I says, Martin. Now, do you think you all understand the way it works?
Well,
all right then, and let us begin. I will give five questions at a time to each of you, and you will give your answers after I've read the set of five. First up is King Thur. Your five questions, King, are, so I says to the girl blessing the food, I says, so I says to the fellow floating gently on the waves, I says, so I says to the gal who has me in court, I says, so I says to the man seasoning the soup, I says, and I says to the guy using the PA system.
Grace, Bob, Sue, Basil, Mike.
All right. Robin of Bonnet is up next. And your five questions are, so I says to the chap changing his tire, I says, so I says to the lady drinking Harvey's Bristol Cream, I says, So I says to the man learning to tame lions, I says, and I says to the guy getting dressed, I says, and I says to the woman making hamburgers, I says,
Jack, Sherry, Leo, Don, Patty.
All right. Let's see. We have Sir Lancelot is next. Your five questions. I says to the fellow saying his prayers, I says. I says to the boy doing some traction, I says. I says to the girl watching the sunrise, I says. I says to the kid playing with his trains, I says. And I says to the man headed to phys ed, I says.
Neil, Wes, Don, Lionel, Jim.
Okay. Let's see. Little outhouse is next. And your five questions are this. I says to the man exposing himself, I says. I said to the kid called by the pipes, I says. I says to the guy carrying a casket, I says. I says to the man painting a picture, I says. And I says to the guy wearing a boot and badge, I says.
Peter, Danny, Paul, Art, Marshall.
Very good. All right. Sir Ubbenhoe, if you will, step up here, please, to the microphone. Your five questions are, I says to the guy putting the rug in his doorstep, I says. I says to the man drinking a loaded cocktail, I says. I says to the large male cat, I says. I says to the guy working in a quarry, I says. And I pull in and says to the service station attendant, I says.
Matt, Mickey, Tom, Rocky, Philip.
All right, thank you very much. Next up is Alan Wrench. And your...
Rosemary, John, Jane, Miller, Bud.
I don't understand this. A fixed contest, perhaps? This contestant seemed to know the answers before I gave the questions. There's really no point in giving the questions now. The answers, I believe, are correct. So we'll go on to Lady Bendeneer. And Lady, your five questions are... So I says to the gal placing the wager, I says... So I says to the girl riding the mule, I says... So I says to the guy fastening his cuffs, I says. So I says to the guy gathering moss, I says. And I says to the nervous prostitute, I says.
Bet, Jenny, Link, Pete, and Hortense.
All right. Next up is Will O'Hara. Will, we have five questions here for you. So I says to the gal with the shining face, I says. So I says to the guy opening the beer cans, I says. And I says to the lady carving the penny into tiny pieces, I says. I says to the gal having her eyes examined, I says. And I says to the gal who tore her jeans on the fence, I says.
Sonny, Tab, Millicent, Iris, and Barb.
All right, sir, a girl I had, if you will. You're up next. I says to the gal making her Christmas wreath, I says. I says to the gal plucking flower petals, I says. I says to the guy talking so candidly, I says. I says to the guy being sincere, I says. And I says to the guy who talks so abruptly. Holly, or it could be Aretha. Rose, or it could be Daisy. Frank, Ernest, Kurt. All right, thank you very much. Now, next up in our little show this afternoon will be Lady Married One. And your five questions are, I says to the Mexican reading the instruction book, I says to the guy wearing kilts, I says to the gal singing Silent Night, I says to the tourist guide in St. Louis, I says, and I says to the guy hitching up a strawberry-colored horse, I says.
Manuel, Scotty, Carol... Arch Tyrone.
All right, thank you very much, Lady Married One. Now we're ready to continue, and it's the second time around for King Thur. Your five are, so I says to the gal wearing the bright red stone, I says. So I says to the gal shucking oysters, I says. So I says to the guy serving me a large double hamburger, I says. I says to the guy mixing his paint, I says. And I says to the guy making the soup, I says.
Ruby, Shelley, Mac, Sterling, Stewart.
All right, very good. And Robin and Bonnet is up next. Your five are, I says to the gal petting her baby cat, I says. I says to the gal with the snappy cookies, I says. I says to the doctor cutting my boil, I says. I says to the guy writing graffiti, I says. And I says to the coach, who just won a game, I says,
Kitty, Ginger, Lance, Mark, Victor.
All right. Sir Glancelot, if you're ready, we're ready for you. Your second go around today. I says to the guy firing his laser, I says to the religious gal learning welding, I says to the guy burglarizing a house, I says to the guy stacking a half cord of firewood, I says, and I says to the gal I'm taking home again, I says.
Ray, Joan, Robbie, Rick, Kathleen.
All right. I believe we're ready for Little Outhouse now for your second go-around today. And your five are, I says to the gal with the light brown hair, I says to the guy searching the rabbit's lair, I said to the guy who won the acting award, I said to the gal with high principles, I says to the guy from a small town in Oregon,
Jeannie, Warren, Oscar, Victoria, Eugene.
All right, very good. Now, on Eugene, we found several very small towns in Oregon. Eugene's about 80,000. For example, there's a town by the name of Adrian. There's one by Dexter, Carlton, Dale, Foster, John Day, Kent, Warren, Riley, and Milton Freewater. Sir Glancelot up next? Yes. No, who is up next? Where am I? I've lost my place. Sir Ivanhoe. Yes. There we are. So I says to the gal preparing my martini, I says to the gal dipping glass in salt, I says to the gal pumping high-octane gas, I says to the gal casting a spell, I says to the gal gazing into the thing telling my fortune, I says.
Olive, Margarita, Ethel, Wanda, and Crystal.
Very good. Alan, a wrench, if you will, step up to the microphone, please. Your five are...
Avis, Gil, Gail, Muriel, Homer.
I don't understand this. You seem to have something that hasn't been invented yet, ESP. Well, anyway, you didn't have the questions before I gave you the answers. Oh, see, I've lost my place here. Oh, here we are. Lady Bendeneer is up next. And Lady, your five are, I says to the massive guy fixing my clock, I says to the cow who's boarding with us, I says to the guy squeezing the orange, I says to the gal preparing the toast, I says to my closest pal,
Ben, Elsie, Julius, Melba, Buddy.
All right. Well, we're down to our final contestant for today. Once again, we'll hear from Will O'Hara. And Will, we have the rest of the questions here for you. I says to the gal doing a sloppy job of stuffing envelopes, I says to the guy trying to protect my name from lightning, or my home from lightning, I says to the guy who cut his face while shaving, I says to the guy who lives on a bluff,
Lucille, Rod, Nick, Cliff. Wait a cotton picking minute. I only had four questions.
Well, you know, you're right. Well, okay, we'll have one more for you, but first, this word from our sponsor.
Is your armor suffering from iron poor blood? Does it cause you pain and itching? Then you need Preparation A. Just listen to what other armor rot sufferers have to say.
Preparation A is a lifesaver. I never go into battle without it.
I tried other products, but I always come back to Preparation A.
Preparation A keeps me at my jousting best.
For relief from the pain and itching of armor rot, try Preparation A. How do you spell relief?
Preparation
A! Don't leave home without it. Use only as directed.
All right, then, Will O'Hara. Are you ready for your last question?
Ready.
So I says to the guy making out his last testimonial, I says...
Let me see now. God, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'll get it, really.
Well, wait a minute. I can't give you all day. Now, how about any of the rest of you? You want to take a crack at this one? You think you can do it?
I can get that.
So I says to the guy...
Let me think about
That's the way it goes. You have been listening to Picture Frame Theater. Picture Frame Theater is presented every now and then, sometimes even more often by hardly anybody, for no particular reason. Today's play, A Night at King Arthur's Court, featured Mason Jar as King Thur, Tommy Rott as Sir Glancelot, Mark Up as Sir Ubbinhole, Kay Oddick as Lady Bendinere, and Art Gum as Sir A Girl I Had. Also starring were Emery Board as Robin Bonnet, Ella Vader as Lady Married One, Luke Warm as Little Outhouse, Ernest Money as Alan Arench, and Hal Atosis as Will O'Hara. Picture Frame Theater is directed by Douglas Furr and produced by Molly Cottle. Today's script was by Sherman Tank, audio by Les Padiza, with special effects by Leo Tard and Lou Kimia. Choreography was directed by Flo Tilla, assisted by Sue Flay and Pat Hand. The orchestral arrangements were by Clay Pigeon, conducted by Steve Adore. This is your announcer, Harry Arms, bidding you all goodbye until next time, when Picture Frame Theater will bring you another exciting play written by Guy Wires entitled String Along With Me. Featured players will be Ward Off, Ferris Wheel, Rhododendron, Otto Bonn, Daisy Chain, Scott Free, Bob Sled, Gerrymander, Al Buman, Calcutta, and Grace Period. So until next time, goodbye, everyone.